The following program is a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network. Timber!
It's time for SEC Pigskin Picks, live from Catfish County, featuring Coach Billy Jack Gruber, Shelley Sizemore, and me, Professor Thorndike Sinclair. Welcome to SEC Pigskin Picks. I'm Professor Thorndike Sinclair. Coach, we were 6-1 last week, making a 68-15 on the season. And I can tell you've got something on your mind. Just go on, tell me.
I have spent all day in the genealogy department at the library, and I am happy to report that I am related to Hemingway.
Coach, I'm impressed. Congratulations.
The Chamber of Commerce has already asked me to be the Grand Marshal for the Christmas Parade, and the TV station just came and interviewed me.
Well, what's your favorite Hemingway work, Coach? The Sun Also Rises, For Whom the Bell Tolls?
Huh? I'm looking at that 87 Impala.
Are you not talking about Ernest?
No, Lester. Honest Lester Hemingway's used cars. Zero down and you drive downtown. You know, if you're related to him, you get $25 off any purchase and free coffee for a month.
Oh, for the love of... How about if I talk about Arkansas at Ole Miss? Arkansas started the season 3-0, but they're on a six-game losing streak. The misery continued last week when Auburn beat the Razorbacks 35-17. Arkansas threw everything they had at Auburn, including an onside kick, a couple of halfback passes, and a wacky fourth-down conversion. But nothing could keep them in the game, and it doesn't get any easier this week as the Hogs travel to Oxford, Mississippi. Following a shellacking by Alabama, Ole Miss came close against powerhouses LSU and Auburn before their monumental upset of LSU 2 weeks ago. Quarterback Bo Wallace has thrown for nearly 2,000 yards, and three Ole Miss receivers have at least 300 yards in the air. The Rebels are a solid team, probably, than their 5-3 record suggests. After Saturday, they'll be 6-3 after coasting against Arkansas. Coach, pick the rest of them.
All right. Florida will beat Vanderbilt. Texas A&M will beat Mississippi State. Now, last week, against Missouri, Tennessee looked like Derek Dooley was back on the sidelines. Regardless of which Tennessee shows up, Auburn still beats the Vols in Knoxville. In the slacker game of the week, Georgia will whip Appalachian State. And speaking of Missouri, they will overpower Kentucky. We're going to take a short break, but when we get back, we're going to turn it over to Miss Shelley Sizemore, who's on her way to Tuscaloosa for this week's Slobberknocker Game of the Week.
The other day, I saw a boy wearing a t-shirt that said, "Eat More Mullet," and had a picture of a mullet. You know, the fish. Well, if that wasn't bad enough, he also had a mullet haircut that was just plumb awful. I can't do a thing about a bad haircut, but I can do something about a bad t-shirt. I sent him to www.beaverdamusa.com for some official Beaver Dam apparel. Oh, I hope he went.
Lee's Used Books and Media at 204 Grove Avenue in Cleveland is your headquarters to buy, sell, and trade used books, CDs, DVDs, video games, and gaming systems. As a leading provider of used books and media, Lee's takes pride in offering the best product at a low cost. That's Lee's Used Books and Media behind Save-A-Lot in Cleveland. Visit them Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Lee's Used Books and Media.
Welcome back to SEC Pigskin Picks. We're joined now by Miss Shelley Sizemore, who's on her way to Tuscaloosa for the Slobberknocker Game of the Week. Alabama and LSU. Shelley, how are you doing?
Right now, I'm in a bit of a pickle.
What's wrong?
I'm up here with Nick and Les in my 1941 Stillman biplane.
Nick and Les, as in Saban and Miles?
Yep, it's cramped, but Nick's sitting in Les's lap.
In an airplane.
In the 1941 Stillman biplane.
I don't hear the engine.
Well, that would explain the pickle. The engine has stalled, and Les and Nick are in the rear seat arguing about who's the smartest coach in the world. They haven't even noticed.
What are you gonna do?
I think I have time to talk about the game, then get the engine started before we crash. Uh-oh, they heard that. Boys, calm down. Everything's gonna be all right. Just relax. Oh, well, there's a parachute back there somewhere. Just hold on to each other and jump.
What are you gonna do if you don't get the plane started?
I'm gonna use the parachute. The smartest coaches in the world just jumped out of the plane with my picnic basket.
That's terrible.
I know. I'm starving.
Shelly.
It's okay. We're over the river. They're down there swimming to shore.
Talk about the game, Shelly.
Well, this was supposed to be the game that decided the SEC West, but LSU messed that up by dropping games to Georgia and Auburn. That leaves Alabama in the driver's seat, a place they're used to being. Les Miles will have to pull out of all the stops in Tuscaloosa Saturday for his Tigers to have a chance. Tiger quarterback Zach Mettenberger threw for 328 yards against Lowly Furman last week, but this is different, way different. Alabama's a machine rolling downhill right now. They will take care of LSU handily. Okay, Coach, I gotta bail out. I don't think I'm gonna get this thing started.
Geronimo!
Good luck, Shelly. Well, that does it for all of us here at SEC Pigskin Picks. Visit BeaverDamUSA.com. And go follow us at Beaver Dam Tavern on Twitter.
Those sandwiches are for all three of us. You boys share now. I'm coming in your direction, Les. Nick, get out of the way. What? No, you're both equally smart coaches. Did you get my sandwich wet? Well, you eat the wet one. You're the ones who don't know a picnic basket from a parachute.
This has been a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network.